So as Act Four begins, all of the dangerous liaisons are now clear.
These two are really not great for each other. They're messing up their lives.
Yeah, they both got other stuff going on. She has to be a jockey.
She's got responsibilities. He's got a club.
So they both sort of agree that, okay, that was kind of a mistake. Our hormones ran away with us.
And now what? What could else possibly go wrong?
So yeah, Dangerous Liaison is Chris and Junior, Wildfire, and Belladonna, because he's off somewhere.
With a truly dangerous mare.
With a very dangerous mare. So he could win his way back into Rebecca's good graces. Which, there's a little subtext there.
Yeah, friend of me.
So he hasn't even really left the property yet before.
What now?
It's calling him back. But that's what you do for friends. She really needs him in this moment. Wildfire's gone. She doesn't know what to do. Our other dangerous liaison, Matt...
drives all the way back now through the night.
Yes, he is almost all the way home. He's back to where he bought the horse, but...
realizes it was all a setup.
Yep.
Big con.
Yep.
How am I going to tell Danny about this?
Yep.
And it's a lot because of her dad.
Now he has to take home this no-name horse that isn't even a thoroughbred. So a lot of urgency starting to happen. This is one thing that came out really well in the script was the urgency. And then a little break here. Now you see this
the
is the honeymoon
hotel
suite
room
with the fruit basket.
That no one slept in. And how ironic, because Jean and Charlie could have had it, but...
in the car. But this is... There's something real going on here, which is when you're with the right person, everything can go wrong. And it doesn't matter.
It's okay.
It doesn't matter. People get so focused on, you know, we missed our plane and the restaurant was closed and that kind of thing. But the truth is, I've slept in the car a lot of times and had a perfectly good time. And I've stayed in luxury hotels and not had such a good time.
It's all about who you're with.
Yep. I think that's something that we really try for, with this show, is the real truth, the emotion under the fun. And Chris and Junior are having a hard time separating. They're hard time living apart from each other.
And Jean is having a hard time falling in love with Charlie, but
he's a good guy.
He's the good guy.
Yeah. I mean, Pete is still around. He's the father of her sons. So, you know, she has to see him, but Charlie's really winning her heart. Matt's practicing what to say to Danny.
Ooh, your dad was right. Words that will not sit well with Danny. That's the only way out. But what's this?
What's that coming the other way on the road?
That's the con man.
Now, there were some funny things that happened in planning that, which was we used to have him, you know, flip the trailer and chase after him, and people said, but the horses will get hurt. And we said, well, we could film it without horses inside the trailer.
But that shows you the extent that production goes to
verisimilitude,
make sure that, well, and that animals are never in danger.
Oh, never, ever. Never in danger. Only pampered. So Matt's following the guy. He pulls into the feed store and goes inside.
This is a really great
opportunity. Yeah, sequence. we used to have a sequence where they confronted each other, but I like this one so much better. This worked out really well. I watched this episode, earlier cut of this episode, with some horse friends, and they were sitting on the edges of their seats going, oh, but he's going to get caught. What's going to happen? There's really good suspense here. It was very nicely shot.
And the jerky camera is great.
Yes. Yep, great urgency.
And Matt is really heroic. Look what
he's
good. Doing for
and
his
these
girl.
And these are, you know, safety trailers, so you have to get through all the latches and everything. We better hope that Jake is delayed inside. So these locations, you know, we do have a lot of off the ranch stuff in this episode, and this is just an actual feed store. It worked out well. I think it was next to another location we were using. And this horse is doing what he's supposed to. He was supposed to sort of resist getting into the trailer. And he did, so that was good. Are you nervous?
He's got,
are you nervous?
He's got to get this horse
he's
in the trailer.
Hurry! He's got to get the no-name horse into Jake's trailer and get out of there with Ishmael, his $20,000 thoroughbred. Or else there's going to be hell to pay with Danny. Plus, what this guy did is just plain dishonest. That's my favorite part, the little laugh. I love the gleeful laugh.
Woo! All right!
He did it! So, what do Chris and Junior discover? So, these two horses are trained to do this, to trot next to each other. But Wildfire's having a little bit of a hot date there with Belladonna.
But they've only seen Belladonna
kick and be mean.
Kick the you
She's
know
vicious.
What out of people.
She's vicious.
By the way.
Yep. So this was really nicely put together, to give a sense of danger there.